USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're learning more about the illegal immigrant accused of murdering 20-year-old Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Turns out he worked at a farm that was owned in part by the brother of a prominent Republican in Iowa. The Des Moines Register reporting that Christian Rivera worked at Yarraville Farms, which lists Eric Lang as an owner. He's the brother of Craig Lang, a Republican who was president of the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation and a candidate for state agriculture secretary. Rivera now facing a first-degree murder charge for the woman's death. Special Agent Rick Ron says surveillance video showing Rivera's vehicle following Tibbetts as she jogged was a key piece of evidence.
We spent a number of days, several hours reviewing the video, and subsequently were able to identify Rivera's vehicle.
That is heard on NBC, and this is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
In Colorado, Christopher Watts will be staying in jail without bond after being formally charged yesterday for the murders of his pregnant wife and their two young daughters.
At this point, I have denied your right to bail.
Prosecutors say Watts murdered Shannon Watts and their daughters, 4-year-old Bella and 3-year-old Celeste, last week in their home in Frederick, Colorado. However, Watts claims he killed his wife in a rage after she murdered the two girls. No reports of damage, but it was a powerful earthquake off the coast of Oregon early today. The USGS says the 6.3 magnitude quake hit about 190 miles west of the town of Bandon, or about 4.5 hours southwest of Portland. Meanwhile, residents in Hawaii are bracing for Hurricane Lane. A warning is in effect for the Big Island. A watch has been issued for the other islands of Hawaii. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Paul Manafort and his lawyer are reviewing the former Trump campaign chairman's options after Manafort was convicted of tax and bank fraud yesterday, a jury finding him guilty on 8 of 18 charges he'd faced. After the verdict, Manafort's lawyer said Manafort is considering his next move. So far, though, no sentencing date's been set for Manafort, who faces another trial in September on charges of obstruction of justice, money laundering, and failing to register as a lobbyist for a foreign government. Firefighters are losing ground when it comes to Northern California's huge and stubborn ranch fire. The fire, growing to 357,000 acres. Containment fell from 74 to 67% yesterday. The ranch fire is one of two that formed the Mendocino Complex fire, the biggest blaze in California wildfire history. Smoke from dozens of wildfires in the Pacific Northwest still making it hard for people in the region to breathe, and some of that smoke has actually been making it across the nation, turning up in places as far east as New York. And MTV's Music Video Awards had their lowest ratings ever on Monday night, pulling in only 2.25 million viewers. MTV claims, though, that the awards drew over 140 million streams, which would have made it the most streamed show in the history of Viacom, the company that owns MTV. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.